I'm going to be reading again from Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Think of that for a minute. Jesus was led of the Spirit and tempted of the devil. Maybe you have found yourself in the same situation, being led of the Spirit and yet tempted of the devil. Some people find that a contradiction. How can one being led by the Spirit also be tempted by the devil? Well, we know it's true. You'll know better than Jesus. Jesus was Spirit-led and devil-tempted. Temptation was the preparation for his ministry. In his baptism, he received the Spirit. In his temptation, he received the strength which comes directly from trials and testings. There is a saying that no one should be crowned unless he has first struggled. A crown shall not be given those who do not fight. The only way we can ever prove love is by making an act of choice. Mere words are not enough. It is through temptation and the struggles that are involved in temptations that the depths of character are revealed. James put it in these words, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." The presence of temptation does not imply moral imperfections on the part of the one who is tempted. If that was the case, our Lord could not have been tempted at all. An inward tendency towards evil, such as man has, is not a condition for an onslaught of temptation. The temptations of our Lord came from without, not from within, as ours so often are. What was at stake in the trials of our Lord was not the perversion of the natural appetite to which the rest of men are tempted. Rather, it was an appeal to our Lord to disregard his divine mission and his messianic work. The temptation that comes from without does not necessarily weaken character. Yet, when it is conquered, it affords an opportunity for our souls to flourish. If he was to be the pattern man, he would have to teach us how to overcome temptation. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18 tells us, "It is because he himself has been tried by sufferings that he has the power to help us in the trials we endure." It's one thing to be tempted. It's another thing to fall. The tempter was sinful, but the one tempted was innocent. The history of the world revolved around two persons, Adam and Christ. Christ is known as the second Adam. Adam was given a position to maintain, and he failed. Therefore, his loss was humanity's loss, because he was the head. Now with Christ, the second Adam, everything was at stake. Would there be a repetition of the temptations of Adam? If God had not taken upon himself the human nature, he could have not been tempted. If he was to become like us in all things, he would have to undergo the human experience of overcoming temptation. It is a part of the discipline of God to make his children perfect through trials and sufferings. Only by carrying the cross can we reach the resurrection. The temptation was meant to divert our Lord from his task of salvation through sacrifice. Very few people believe in the devil these days, which suits the devil just fine. He's always happened to circulate the news of his own death. Satan has little trouble with those who do not believe in him. They are already on his side. The temptations of man are easy to analyze, because they always fall into one of three categories. They either pertain to the flesh, lust and gluttony, or to the mind, pride and envy, or to the love of things, greed. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.